Good morning. I've been looking for a different way of looking at the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, a way to make us feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this period in time that's not from the traditional realm. Sometimes you want to look at things a little bit differently. And so I thought this year we would look at the series of thoughts that were offered by the late great Rav Shlomo Volba Zatzal in a work he called Bein Sheshes LeAsor, Between the Six and the Ten, in which he identifies a number of different ideas and thoughts that he presented to all different types of Israelis at a period in time between 1967 and 1973, when the world was all looking around to try to figure out where and how they could get closer to Hashem. There was a thirst for spirituality there, and I'm hoping that through our study today and throughout the next little bit of time that we study together in this 6 to 10 series, that we'll also identify different ways to get close to Hashem. I think the first way that Rav Volba uniquely deals with the issue is in the fact that he identifies something he calls Olam HaYedidus, the world of friendship. And he begins with a quotation of a Gemara, Menachos, on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, Yavo Yedid Ben Yedid, V'Ibana Yedid Li Yedid, Bechelko Shel Yedid, V'Iskapru Bo Yedidim. What he means to say is, Shlomo HaMelech, who was called the Yedid, who was the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchild who was Avraham Avinu, who was also God's friend, should build a Yedid to a Yedid, a Beis Mikdash to Hashem, Bechelko Shel Yedid, in the portion of the land of Israel designated for Binyamin, who is referred to as Yedid Hashem, Biskapu Bo Yisrael, and Am Yisrael, who are also Yedidim, should also be able to have a Kapara. Hence, by definition, we've identified the reason and the secret behind why it is I think this is an appropriate work. That is to say, the understanding of Yedidus, of friendship, is kind of important. Rav Volba goes on to explain that in our world, we speak about a world of friendship, both between man and man, between you and me, and also in regard to the way that we serve our Avinu Shebashamayim, there should be a sense of friendship and connectivity. And he notices and notes that there's a fundamental difference between Yedidus and religion. Religion is a big, scary word. Religion is based on ceremonies. Ceremonies, by definition, often separate us one from the other. And sometimes when we can't engage in the ceremony, it sounds almost as if we don't have religion anymore. Not so, say, the Orthodox Jewish community. Not so, say, people who understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have all sorts of signs of Yedidus, all signs of our friendship with Avinu Shebashamayim, which is what we'll discuss with the remaining time that we have today, and then relationships that we have that demonstrate the same Yedidus between man and man, which we'll discuss tomorrow. When a child is born, a Jewish male child, he is already a Yedid. We make a bracha, Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten. We sanctify that friendship already when a child is a baby. In other words, God doesn't just want us to think of Him as being God who's all the way up in Shamayim. He wants us to know that He's within us everywhere we go, everywhere we are. And our sign of Yedidus is right there. We carry it with us wherever we happen to travel. A Jew doesn't need to have an intermediary between himself or herself and Avinu Shebashamayim. He or she needs to know that Hashem is our friend. Hashem is our Yedid. Hashem is our beloved. We can converse with Him all the time. The second time we find this unique friendship, this unique closeness, is when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos is also a Yedid. We sit down on Shabbos. One of the opportunities we have is the recitation of Zmiros. And right there in the Zmiros we sing, Ma Yedidus Menucha Seich Ad Shabbos Amalka. Take a look at the friendship of your rest. You're the Shabbos Hamalka. We're going to go run and greet you. Come, wonderful Kala. Every family that shares Shabbos and keeps Shabbos knows that there's a certain sense of menuchas hanefesh, a certain sense of calm that comes on Shabbos that doesn't come at any other time during the week. during the week we're so busy with the hustle and the bustle, we're running this way and that way, and we don't have time to even take time out to think, much less check in with the family. On Shabbos we have the opposite. On Shabbos we have a chance to become, and we have a chance therefore to connect in a different way. And all of that comes out because of the friendship that we have with Avinu Shabbat Shamayim, that he gave us this gift of Shabbos. Many people get nervous because they say to themselves, Shabbos, Shabbos is the day of I can't. This is Muktzah, and I can't play with that, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. Rav Volpe says, that's not correct. The idea of separating from the Melachos of Shabbos create within the body a sense of calm. And that calm allows the neshama yisera, the extra value of the neshama, to take hold. And that opportunity presents an opportunity for a sense of menucha, which allows us to find all sorts of reservoirs of depth in our lives. Some of the best thinking we do happens on Shabbos. Some of the best contemplation on Shabbos. If we're keeping Shabbos in its fullest sense, then we are able to really get and gain more out of that day than any day of the week. And maybe that's why on Shabbos, particularly on Shabbos, we sing, Yedid Nefesh Av Harachamam, Yishoch Avdecha El Ritzonecha, that we say to Hashem, you are the soul, Yedid Nefesh, you are my beloved friend of the soul, you are the great Almighty Father, pull us towards you, pull us to the way that you want us to go. We feel the presence of the Shekhinah closest within our homes on Shabbos, in the same way that we have the chance to see the Kedushas Yedid Mi Beten every single time we walk, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is walking with us. The third area where we find this friendship is also in regard to Tefillin. Tefillin is a os, is a sign. It's a sign of Yedidus. We wear Tefillin, and the Gemara tells us God, so to speak, wears Tefillin. And the concept of tefillin, says Rav Volpe, is an understanding that tefillin are like the medals that a soldier wears to show that he has a certain strength. We have the medals to show that we are part of God's special legion. That Mika'amcha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz, that there's nobody like the Jewish nation in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to really appreciate that idea as well. Friendship brings us close to Hashem. That mitzvos, especially the mitzvos of bris, of Shabbos, of tefillin, as well as so many others, have a chance to pull us towards Hashem, towards lasos ritzonecha. And so therefore, as we continue in the world of Yedidus, let's let it inspire us to get closer to Hashem. Because after all, what is tshuva about, if not, k'hui mochem devarim b'shuvu el Hashem? Take things with you and return to Hashem. The ultimate of tshuva is not just going back on redoing our false actions of the past. The ultimate of tshuva is getting closer to Hashem between 6 and 10. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day.